Honolulu Civil Beat, our online news partners, go poking around in the Honolulu Liquor Commission. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us this morning to tell us about the difficulty it's having attracting investigators. Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Catherine?
Good, good. So tell us about this story that Christina has.
Yeah, this is from Christina Jedra, our city reporter. She's off for the holidays, so I'm glad to pitch in. You know, Catherine, I know you as a longtime journalist. How many stories have we done on the Liquor Commission?
Oh, my goodness.
There's too many to even remember. But I think it's accurate to say, Christina says it in her article, that there's been a toxic environment, a culture of corruption that has plagued the Liquor Commission, for at least 15 years. And according to Peter Nakagawa, that's the chief investigator for the commission that Christina spoke to, that's really hampering their ability to hire people and keep them on the job to do their job. Right now, they need 20 full-time investigators. They only have 11. And this is to enforce 1,500 liquor license on Oahu. It's quite a lot to do. So the scandal that has been longstanding, to which Mr. Nakagawa says they've really made a lot of effort, a lot of headway to try and change that, still is hampering their ability to hire people.
Right. So I guess people's perception is that it's still kind of tainted.
Yeah. I mean, I think you'd have to go back. Boy, remember Herb Naone? I'm pronouncing it wrong. I knew I was going to butcher that one. Herb Naone back in 2006. That was the former chief security at Aloha Stadium. He pleaded guilty along with James Roddenhurst. Remember him as mm-hmm. well, a former liquor commissioner. They were basically extorting bar owners. The idea is that if you paid them, they would just sort of look the other way if you were violating the law. And these things made headlines and have stayed around. The job itself is no easy job to take. You're working nights, for one thing. That's a turnoff to a lot of people. Starting pay is only $41,000. You only need to have 2 years' experience, but getting people with police experience, investigative experience, is challenging, given that there are other jobs, like being a police officer, that they could go for.
Oh, yes, and they pay much, much higher salaries than $40,000.
Right, and so what Mr. Nakagawa is saying is they really want to get people with a strong moral compass. They're emphasizing the quality of the investigations over the quantity, not trying to do all these investigations at once. They have had, however, this continuous problem with recruitment. Sometimes people don't even show up to the interviews that have been planned, and that is the concern, trying to get people to stay on the job, to do the job ethically.
Well, I know unemployment is down, so I'm just wondering maybe, you know, how much of that factors in to just not getting enough people to apply and follow through.
Yeah, I think that's a factor. One of the things that Christina did is she checked with the HR department, and they are looking at maybe revisiting the job requirements. Maybe they could be lowered a little bit to attract more candidates. But the salary issue, that has to do with the union. It's HGEA, Hawaii Government Employees Association, and that is by contract, by collective bargaining agreement. Those things are not easy to change. HGEA did not return Christina's call, inquiring whether there could be some leeway regarding the salary. But that's, as you say, particularly when unemployment is so low, not just here in the state, but actually nationwide, that is really hurting attraction of good candidates.
So talk about the cases and the complaints that come into that office.
There are a variety, and they have kept investigators busy. Nakagawa did really, and I'm going to stress this point again, says they really do feel like they've made some progress in turning things around. But when you've had that culture of accepting briberies and people making headlines by going into jail, that really has only contributed to this lingering suspicion. But, you know, there's been a number of these things that have really made some big headlines over the years. And I mentioned Herb Naone and James Roddenhurst as being perhaps two of the more prominent. I will mention this one. In some cases, bar owners, bar workers have the liquor commissioners have actually solicited cash, but also even sex from people working. Saying, look, unless you sleep with me, I'm going to report you and I'm going to write you up. And sure enough, some people have been going along with that, part of this culture of corruption.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, it's funny, with all our years of covering the Liquor Commission, I was kind of shocked because I was in a Chinese restaurant, and folks from the liquor inspection team actually came in. It was the first time I'd ever seen
there.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Chad.
Anytime, Kevin.
That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read reporter Christina Jedra's story online, visit civilbeat.org.